Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Mother's Day is next Sunday, the 14th, if you've forgotten or if you want to get in nice and early and get to the post in time, because most people will be posting their gifts if they're doing that this year. We have plenty of advice for you now with Deputy Editor of Her.ie, Jade Hayden, and journalist Philip Nolan. And you've both been looking at some appropriate gifts for us. Jade, first of all, you say if you want to play it safe, you can't go wrong with a good book.
Yeah, absolutely, Claire. So there's plenty of Irish booksellers living across the country at the moment, and given the difficult situations that a lot of small businesses are in, that is a great way to support independent. So there's the likes of Kenny's and Charlie Burns bookshops in Galway, and then there's Dublin's The Gunner Bookshop and Hodges Figgis as well. And they're all doing delivery at the moment. There's also the Book Resort in Waterford are selling a special Mother's Day booked gift box starting at £45. So they kind of include like a new book, some chocolate and some beauty products from local businesses as well.
All right. That seems like a lovely idea. And Philip, this one is a very different one this year because most people, as I said, can't probably get to visit mum, and some people will have generally used Mother's Day to either go out for lunch or for an afternoon tea. What's a good substitute?
Yes, I mean, obviously we can't go out for afternoon tea at the moment, but lots of hotels are actually offering home delivery, including the Merion and the Shelburne in Dublin, the K Club and the Killeshea in Kildare, and Mount Juliet in Kilkenny. Now, the delivery rate radius on those varies, so check that. And you could also maybe check locally to see if a hotel or a cafe near you is offering that service.
Yeah, I know some bakeries are doing it as well, so it's worth having a hunt around your local area to see what's on offer. But it is a lovely idea.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if it's a situation where you actually don't have a hotel that's near you, you know, most of the supermarkets are offering the makings of an afternoon tea. So if you actually are even allowed to go to your mum and dad's doorstep, you could actually make one up and drop it there. I just, funnily enough, I saw in Lidl, they're actually even selling those three-tiered afternoon cake stands, so you could make a bit of a fuss of it yourself.
Yeah, put in the effort yourself and put it all together. Jade, what's Wine Lab? You're recommending Wine Lab.
Yeah, so kind of an obvious choice would be going to your local off-license and buying a fancy bottle of wine. But if you're looking for something a bit different, Wine Lab, they're a Kildare-based company, and they've put together a gift that, of course, includes wine, but also a gorgeous Irish print on a card. And they're also including a wreath from a local Kildare florist as well. So you can add some chocolate into that box as well and kind of send it off to your mum. They're still doing nationwide delivery until tomorrow, and then they're actually doing delivery across Dublin and Kildare until March 11th. It's a bit pricey at €95 for this box, but like, it would be a ideal gift to kind of chip in with your siblings if your mum is into that sort of thing.
And you're going stronger again, Philip. You're moving from the wine onto the gin.
Yes, there's a theme emerging here, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
But I know lots of mothers who like a gin and tonic. But it's incredible. We have over 30 distilleries in Ireland now making gin. And, you know, a lot of people remain loyal to the brands that are made in their own counties. But if you want to stretch it a bit further, a few favourites of my own would be Dingle, which was the winner of the best gin in the world in 2019. And, did you know, deservedly so. It uses Irish botanicals, fuchsia, bog myrtle, hawthorn and heather, things like that. And other good ones I like are Drumshambo, gunpowder gin from County Leitrim, Slingshot from Lochree Distillery in Lanesborough in Longford, and Bertha's Revenge from Ballyvillan in Cork, which actually uses milk to make whey alcohol. So it's a slightly different alcohol base. And they all run between around €32 and €45.
Okay, and I'm sure plenty of those places will be doing nice gift options as well. Jade, what about the card? There's a couple of special Irish card companies that are doing particular Mother's Day offerings this time.
Yeah, so there's husband and wife graphic designers Jando have launched a new line of cards for Mother's Day, and they start at £3.50. And they're bright and they're fun. They kind of say things like coolest mum ever, mum, you're deadly. And if you're familiar with Jando, you'll know they've got their classic gorgeous selection of Irish prints as well. So they've got photos of everything from the Poolbeg Towers to Cove Cathedral. And those prints start at €30 as well, and they're available all year round. It might be better tight getting one for this weekend, but it could even work as a belated gift either.
Yeah, I think a great idea, Philip, is to print out the phones that are swirling around in the cloud somewhere on phones and tablets everywhere.
Yeah, my mother was always giving out to us because we only ever showed her photographs on phones and tablets. And she actually wanted hard copies to show around her friends, you know. And I regret now that I didn't do it when she was alive. So, you know, if your mother is always at you to do the same, just order some prints from somewhere like myphotobook.ie. They can also do things like print on silk or make posters or whatever, and even maybe check out digital photo frames, which you can load up with a lot of photographs, and then your mum can leave it on the sideboard, and the images change throughout the day. So it just is another way of reminding her that, you know, you're all out there and alive and well.
Yeah, the problem is now at this stage, getting those ordered and delivered might be a problem, but I'm sure there's probably a few places that you can...
No, you can. If Amazon.de, which a lot of us are using now because it avoids the customs implications of Amazon.co.uk, they actually, you can nominate that page in English, order from Germany, and if you pay the express postage, you should have it.
I thought that you couldn't, if you had your account set up with .co.uk, you couldn't move, but maybe that's changed now, has it? Set up another one. Yeah. You see, you're way ahead of me here. So you reckon you'll get them in time anyway. Cost-free, Jade, free things that you can do. You've had a look at this too?
Yeah, so if things are a bit tighter this year, if your mum just doesn't want you spending money, you could do something like cook a nice meal, make her some breakfast in bed, send her over some food to the house. And if you guys even live together, you could do a bit of a potluck between you and your siblings. You know, anything to make the dinner a bit different and to make sure she's not doing all the work. Another thing I was thinking you could do is send a letter. You know, since the big start of the pandemic, people have been getting a lot more creative with their communication. A letter literally does say a whole lot more than any gift can.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then, Philip, I'm also conscious, and I got a couple of emails from companies that would normally send you out, you know, buy this now for Easter or Christmas or whatever it is. But they're being sensitive about Mother's Day because they realise that for some people, it's a day that they would rather not think about or acknowledge at all for various different reasons.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, my own mother died 5 years ago, but to be honest with you, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. I mean, you know, there's a limit to how much we can shield ourselves from life, and I think we all have friends who still have mothers who are alive, and many of those women have been kind of second mothers to us. There's always somebody on Mother's Day you can send a gift to, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think it is important, though, Jade, isn't it, to have an awareness that not everybody might like to be reminded about Mother's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some people just kind of want to avoid it, but other people might use the day to celebrate like a mothering or a parenting figure in their life, you know, whether that's like a guardian, an aunt, or even just an amazing friend who is there for you. The day is quite versatile, so you can make it your own.
Absolutely. Well, Jade Hayden and Philip Nolan, thank you very much indeed. And a reminder that if you are going to post something or have it delivered, now is probably the time to do that on Monday, because Mother's Day is coming up at the end of the week.